Hi, this is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Let's face it, in recent years, many property buyers have complained that new home prices keep going up and up. This brings me back to a pressing question. Is that really sustainable? Yet, interestingly, we keep seeing new homes being taken up in record time with higher land costs plus higher construction costs. It seems that new home prices can only keep going up. It seems they are unstoppable. But is that really true? For today's discussion, I will dissect the difference between new home prices and resale prices. Is there something out there that most of us are not even aware of? In typical fashion, I plot out the data for new homes across all districts, all sizes, tenure, and all bedroom type. I will compare against resale properties under the same condition so that our analysis can be consistent. I will use data from 2015 to 2025. This is a good 10 years. This will give us a better spread in our analysis. Let's go back to 2015. New home average PSF is hovering around 1365 PSF. Back then, the average resale price is only 1219 PSF. Damn cheap, right? This means the difference between them is a mere 12%. If you have bought any new homes then, confirm big one. If you don't believe in me, let me share with you a new home launch back in 2015. This is the panorama by Wheelock Properties. This is a 99 years GLSI along Ang Mo Kio Avenue 8. This is the historical chart. If you have bought anything during 2015 to 2017, you sure big what? The current transaction have really say it all. I doubt I need to show you the profitable transactions. As the years go by, we can observe that the delta between new homes and resale homes has widened significantly. This is especially so after 2020 during the COVID-19 lockdown. As we all know, construction costs spiked due to supply chain disruption and access to labor. We will come back to this later on. In this table, I will summarize them for you. We can observe that the difference have increased over the years. Most recently in 2025, the average PSF for new home has touched a record 2,605 and resale property at 1,769 PSF. This is an impressive 47% difference. If I present them in the chart format, we can see a distinctive increase in new home prices in recent years. On this chart, I know many will interpret that new home prices are moving faster than resale properties. So, it's better to buy a new home. Hold on first, I want to say something. I think they all get it wrong. New home prices keep moving up doesn't mean the new home that you bought will also go up. Remember, once you bought a new home, the actual performance of your property is only determined when you sell them. Here, how much your next door new launch is selling for does not have an impact to you. Your actual market valuation will only be determined when it is sold in the resale market. You say, I talk sense or not? Let me look into my crystal ball and analyze what pushes up the land cost. There are a few reasons to it. Firstly, in recent years, both GLS and en bloc land prices have been inching upwards. Based on my study of developer profit margin, they range from the typical 15% to 30%. Some can even hit beyond 30%. The past years have been very good to most property developers. Here, there is this argument that URA and HDB should sell the land lower to board rate selling price. Sorry, ho. Based on past experience, when developers bought low, that doesn't mean they will sell low and do charity. They are, after all, in the business to make money for their shareholder, to maximize profit. That is why the authority has previously rejected low bids in land sale. Otherwise, their margin can even be higher. This will be the expense of Singaporean. The second reason why prices keep moving up is due to higher construction costs. Let me give you some perspective on construction costs. Back in 2015, a typical component for construction is steel bar. Prices have spiked from 501 in 2015 to 793 in 2024. This is a 58% increase. Coupled with increase in GST and labor costs, construction costs just ballooned up. This has indirectly led to an increase in break-even costs and ultimately on the selling prices. The third reason is the influx of foreign-based developers, in my opinion, especially established property developers from China. They are keen to capture a market share in the local property scene. Their presence has indirectly pushed up land cost. There is a psychological premium attached to owning a brand new home. Buyers are willing to pay more for modern layout, new fittings, and the latest condo facilities. Let's face it, this can be evidenced in most new homes today. The difference between new homes and resale property can be pretty glaring. Here, let me share with you an example. Let's study the Continuum, a new launch in 2023. The average launch price was 2,737 PSF, whereas the slightly older Waterbank at Dakota is going around 1,820 per square feet. This is a 50% difference factoring its older tenure. Even though the Continuum is brand new, Waterbank offers similar city fringe convenience at a more attractive price point. Take note, this new launch premium does not always translate into higher capital appreciation if you have watched my earlier videos. Cooling measures over the past years have seen higher ABSD, SSD, and loan-to-value restriction, have made buyers more selective. Property developers counter this effect by building smaller homes, which in return are more affordable. You can see for yourself how spaces have shrunk in recent years. Bedroom size become smaller, kitchen become open concept kitchen, balcony also act as a laundry area. Oh my god, simi taiji. This one I call no standard at all. Let's face it, this is a sad reality of today's layout. On the other hand, the average PSF keep moving upwards. This has indirectly skewed the overall PSF upwards due to a higher proportion of smaller units. This is not a healthy trend in my opinion. Anyway, we can't really blame the market. After all, buyers love it, developers just build it. This is an arm's length transaction. You rub my back, I rub yours. That's how this society works, correct? In the current market, resale private homes offer better relative value compared to new private homes for most buyers. The widening price gap and subdued rental demand mean that the premium paid for new homes is harder to justify unless the location is truly exceptional or the launch price is really attractive. Here, let Alan Wee Kokor share with you an observation. On launch day, go and ask your agent what is the number of checks the developers have received. If you see a huge crowd in proportion to the number of units made available for sale, this means they have the BTO effect. Some good examples include Pak Tau, The Ori, and Amber of Katong. If you have experienced lukewarm reception, you better own self, take care own self. Having said that, new private homes still appeal to upgraders and first-time buyers who prefer hassle-free ownership, developer warranty, and modern layout. For those with a longer time horizon and adequate financial buffer, a well-priced new launch, especially in the outside or rest of central region, may still offer solid return. In the end, the right choice comes down to the buyer objectives, financial ability, and timeline. But in a climate of increasing affordability concern and rising land costs, resale private homes may present the better value for 2025 and beyond. Here, you have learned something from this video. Appreciate the thumbs up. That's all. See you again.